Hello, hello everybody, Brian here from quantlabs.net. Let me show you some cool stuff. First off, if you like what you're about to see, make sure to join our newsletter. Go over to quantlabs.net/contact and join that right away. Also, if you want to join our private chat server, no logging, just go over to quantlabs.info. Get in on the conversation that's happening right now, probably, with free signals and news and all that fun stuff. All right, so let me introduce you to a new double the approach of crypto trading and new trading chart setup. So I'm going to show you a bunch here. I've got two sets, one from Kraken and one from now Coinbase. Okay, now this is assuming you can trade all of these coins. Some are restricted, depends where you live on both exchanges, but they're based out of the US, so everything's all hunky-dory that you're kind of protected. So this is what was generated as a trading setup for both, for Kraken. So let's look at that on the Motorwave for Kraken. So here's Mana right here. You can see it is moving up. Right now, the overall weighted moving average is fairly strong here. It was about 3.1, but you can see now it's dropped back. So again, it did pop. But at the other end, you can see here on a 15-minute basis, we have here Mana in USD. Now, one thing I want you to pay attention to are the little gaps that you're finding here on 15-minute data. And especially with Mana, because Mana is common between this and Coinbase. So make sure you pay attention to that. Kava is another one. We still have more gaps there. But with Kava, you don't find that on Coinbase. So this one's trending up a little bit. But you can see here that there's some losses. This is still gaining. So it's Mana and USD. 50-minute chart generating the last, 20 minutes or so. Now let's flip over to Coinbase here. Now Coinbase, we have a lot more coins that were generated. So here's the list right here. Now everything's changed. I should say, when it comes to the trading logic, nothing has changed when it comes to trading logic and generating these chart setups. There's no difference. The only difference is one's on Kraken, the other one's on Coinbase. So you're gonna get a lot more. We got here EOS, Ethereum, Litecoin, Mana. Again, remember I said about Mana, common between that and Kraken, Maker, Shibu Inu or Shib, and XLM. So let me show you these on Motorwave. Now, remember I told you about the Mana? Okay, see how it's just there's more volume here? Even though there is some losses starting to take hold here. But look at, again, the difference between these two. It's quite different. With Mana, this is Kraken here. So you can see all the little gaps. That's a 15-minute time frame right there. And moving that over to Coinbase, look at that difference. You don't see any gaps at all. So that's one of the big highlights there between the volume of Coinbase versus Kraken. Very important. So let's continue on with the show on some of these other coins here. So let me just show you these other ones here. Okay, so first let's look at Ethereum. So here again, I'm using 15-minute data. You can see that big increase there in the last 24 hours. It's gone from 2,800 to 3,000. Okay, so that's a good 10% in the last 24 hours, actually almost 24 hours exactly ago. It's gone choppy, but it's come up again on my charts here, but you can see these losses are starting to take hold. But it was moving up, definitely moving up there, so there was some legitimacy to it. Our next coin I showed in my previous video is EOS. So EOS we'll take a look at as well. Now these are sorted in alphabetical order, so that's the ordering it's in right now. And let me just go over to our Coinbase again, or your Coinbase. So this is I always lose confusion. on the difference between Kraken and Coinbase here. Okay, so this is now Coinbase. Now, as I said before, it takes a little while. I don't know why it takes a while to load up this data in Coinbase. Don't have any. It's much faster in Kraken, but at the end of the day, you could see this big increase here, and the price here has gone from roughly, let's say here, September 29th, 363, again, all the way up now to 3972, up until a few minutes ago, last half hour, let's say. So again, that's a good 10% move. That's pretty good. All right, so knowing that, let's get on to the next coin. I showed you Ethereum. Let's show you another set of coins. We have here Litecoin. Okay, Litecoin. Now again, I don't know what you have access to trade on Coinbase because they can be restricted. But again, you can see this vast jump here from, again, last night at 144 all the way up to 154. So that's close to a 10% jump in the last 24 hours with Litecoin. All right, another one. Another one indeed we shall look at is Mana. We looked at, let's look at Maker. I haven't seen this one move. Don't think I have, no, here it is. Again, 50 minute time view. This one's really choppy, but if you just look at, okay, 20, around 16 or 4:30 last yesterday, price was at 22, let's say 21.70, moved up about 2300. So it's moved up close to 10%. 10% move over the last 24 hours. All right. Next we have is that SHIB, the Dogecoin little coin. I don't know if I have it loaded up. Yep, right here. So here's Shiburu. This is a new coin, and you can tell. Let me pull up, try to pull up the 15 minute. You see how long it takes. Actually, that's not so bad. So here, again, around 3 o'clock, 4:30, we have a price here at 0.00, let's just say 692, reached all the way up to 730, so it's moved maybe at least 10% and has dropped back a little. So there's some movement here. And lastly, our last coin that we'll take a look at is this one here, XLM. And again, XLM, here it is. Again, here it is, 26 cents from yesterday at around probably 18.45, peaked all the way up to, so again, 18.45, it was around 26 cents, moved up to 28.1 cents. So again, roughly, maybe just under 10% in one day. Pretty good moves. Very exciting to see this. Depending upon where you live, you may be able to trade this, maybe not. But I don't live anywhere else outside of Ontario, Canada. But if anyone wants to let me know how expansive these coin availability is, that would be awesome. Greatly appreciate it. We shall talk to you later. And again, don't forget about our links. But everything's on the move by the looks of it. Now that we have Coinbase here, quite shockingly, with volume, with no gaps, call me tickled, I guess. Other than that, we shall talk to you later. Thanks for watching.